I'm WUWM's Mayan Silver. The Republican-controlled state assembly passed two bills Wednesday banning transgender athletes from participating in girls' and women's sports. The measures still have to pass the state Senate, but if they do, they're all but certain to be vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. The Wisconsin bills would allow students to join teams only that correspond to their sex as assigned by a doctor at birth, unless the sport is classified as co-ed. The measures would apply to students at public and private schools, as well as at the University of Wisconsin and technical colleges. Republican Representative Barbara Dietrich of Oconomowoc is the sponsor of the bills. She says she has no animus towards trans student athletes. Dietrich says that's evidenced by the co-ed option. But she spoke to her colleagues on the left before the vote.
You know, for the party that has beaten the drum for over the past year, follow the science, let me remind you that regardless of these words, you cannot make XY DNA XX DNA, nor negate the physiological advantages that remain simply because one identifies as a given gender.
More than 30 groups opposed the measures at public hearings last month, including the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, which regulates high school sports, and the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Democratic state representatives, like Mark Spreitzer of Beloit, who's openly gay, tore into the bills as mean-spirited and discriminatory.
And while these bills claim to be about athletic fairness and physical abilities, there is a core hurtful misconception at the root of both of these bills. The idea that transgender girls and women aren't, quote-unquote, real girls and women. And nothing could be further from the truth. Transgender girls are girls, and transgender women are women.
Spreitzer says Governor Evers' likely veto would make the bills moot. But Spreitzer adds there are other reasons such legislation wouldn't survive.
Additionally, just today, the U.S. Department of Education issued a notice of interpretation stating that discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity is prohibited under Title IX.
Lawmakers in more than 30 states, mostly Republican-controlled, have considered sports participation bans. They've become law in 8 states, including Alabama, Idaho, and Montana. A federal court blocked enforcement of the law in Idaho. Governors in Kansas and North Dakota have vetoed such bans. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.